Market Watch is proudly brought to you by Top Sport, home of the Top Sport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
Let's get to the start of round four of the National Rugby League. So we've got the Roosters taking on the Panthers, which is not all that it seems. A lot of people suggesting we might be having ourselves a grand final preview, but significant out. So let's get to them. Sammy Walker's a significant in. So he has been cleared after being initially ruled out HIA Category 1. Now he was Category 2. So he plays. Luke Keary plays after serving his 11-day concussion protocols. Lindsay Collins is out. Terrell May starts. Egan Butcher onto the bench. It's not a bad replacement for the Panthers. Obviously, Nathan Cleary is out. That's huge. Scotty Sorensen is also out. Brad Schneider in the number 7. I thought Jerome Luai might have worn the number 7 just to give Benji Marshall a look at how he goes there. Luke Garner into the starting side. And Maverick Gaia, the son of Mark, will have his NRL debut off the bench. What's the market doing on this one? I'd imagine all over the place, Tristan.
Yeah, I've just brought the book up and there's a lot of red numbers in our liability screen at the moment because the line's gone from 6.5 the Roosters and it has moved significantly out to 4.5 the Roosters minus. Looks like it got out to, 4.5. So it's moved 11 points in total. It's 159 the Roosters, 235 the Panthers, 4.5. Now it's 195 the Chooks, and there's been a little bit of support for Penrith at that line at 185. These games are so hard to work out because obviously there's been such a big move towards the Roosters on the back of Cleary predominantly being out. Does it continue to go, or will there be some market pressures now for the Panthers, knowing how good and how much depth they have? But the Roosters have started the season well as well. 40.5 has been a strong push for the unders. 42 into 40.5, and we're into $1.82 the unders as well. So lots and lots and lots of movement in this game.
Yes, after pulling it all apart, I ended up slightly wider than where the market is at the present moment with the Roosters' favourites. But a few little question marks for mine. I mean, certainly missing Collins, and they still have Lenu out significant. But their record back at Moore Park, as again they showed last week, returning there on Friday night, is outstanding at the present moment. Really put the cleaners through the Rabbitohs. Here against the Panthers, I'm sure a nice crowd coming into Easter. They'll need to aim up, though. Their record against the Panthers, they've lost their last 8 straight. But those outs, gee, they're significant. I mean, clearly Fisher, Harris and Sorensen. I think with Cleary and Fisher, Harris. And I think the other key thing is with Lenu having changed clubs, that's two big men through the middle that they really miss, and then Cleary's ability to play off the back of that. A lot of focus and pressure on Schneider, and I think he played, is it Jimmy, 11 games at the Raiders, something along those lines. I mean, he didn't ever really set the world on fire. In the lower grades, his form was good. A lot of focus and pressure on his role here. I'm with the Roosters. Both defending very well. I'm not sure that we get the 40 points. The one thing the Panthers will do is roll their sleeves up, even with those outs. Defensively, we know their system's very good. The Roosters equally only conceding 12 points a game. I've got the Roosters by 6, but a big watch off the back of needing to break that record.
Yeah, and you wonder what the emotional impact would have been with that game against South Sydney. And remember, that's only 6 days ago, so you can get the emotional letdown of that. And then, you know, Jared Waria Hargreaves 300th, and they stayed on the field and all of that sort of thing. I mean, I think what we'd all agree is that if there's a question mark about the Roosters side as it currently exists, it's around the halves. And Sammy Walker had a really good game against the Rabbitohs in the time that he was on the field. But Luke Keary is, I know, a 3-time premiership winning player and a Clive Churchill medalist, but he's probably well past that time. And then you get a head knock, and that's the last thing that Luke and the Roosters need. I'm going to go with the Roosters minus 4.5, but I don't think it's going to be as straightforward as we think. I can't help but think that, you know, combined with Cleary and Fisher-Harris, that it's just too much. One thing to watch is this back five from Penrith, who, I mean, the numbers that To'o and Taruva and Edwards in particular, and then the quality around Tungor and Taylor May and what they're doing is quite exceptional. So that'll be up to Schneider to make sure they see plenty of ball and get some opportunities. But I'm with the Roosters, minus 4.5.
The other key point you make there too, Jimmy, is this is the third game for the Roosters in 11 days.
Yeah, from Sunday to Friday to now back to Thursday. So that didn't seem to be an issue. Can you believe that game? I know we'll get to the Rabbitohs very shortly. Can you believe that game, that it was the team with the 5-day turnaround that made the team with the 8-day turnaround look so sick?